AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden took a partial victory for a strengthening economy in last night's State of the Union address, his first before a divided Congress.
Thanks to what you've all done, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. But we have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes from Washington.
President Biden's second State of the Union address started with a show of bipartisanship as he congratulated the new House Speaker, Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Speaker, I don't want to ruin your reputation, but I look forward to working with you.
But the night quickly took a turn. And McCarthy had to shush members of his own party at least four times as they booed and interrupted the president when he talked about China, about fentanyl, and when he noted that some Republicans have proposed cutting Medicare and Social Security.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak greeted Ukraine's president on the tarmac when he arrived for a surprise visit to London. The two men met at 10 Downing Street. Then Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the British Parliament in a bid for more military support.
We will always come out on top of evil. This lies at the core of our, but also your, traditions.
Zelensky is also meeting with King Charles. It's a race against time to find additional survivors trapped in massive mounds of rubble in the frigid cold after Monday's 7.8 earthquake that devastated parts of Turkey and Syria. Today, the death toll topped 11,000. In Pyongyang, marked the 75th anniversary of the country's army. Small government-organized groups performed. Others held signs praising the Korean People's Army. The King gets a new title after last night's Lakers game. CBS's Steve Futterman was there.
What a moment for LeBron James. He is now the NBA's all-time leading scorer. And the crowd here chanting MVP. He entered the league 20 years ago, and tonight he attains one of the greatest records in basketball.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who held the title for almost 40 years, was there to congratulate his successor.
LeBron has conducted himself with class. He had a plan. He came right out of high school and went after excellence on the court.
CVS is taking a giant plunge into primary medical care. It's reached a $10.6 billion all-cash deal to buy clinic owner Oak Street Health. It adds hundreds of senior clinics, as well as about 600 physicians and nurse practitioners for COVID vaccinations, strep tests, and other services at CVS pharmacies. S&P futures down 20. Dow futures off 119. This is CBS News.
You know, it's true.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, February 9th. In Wood County, the North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 9 a.m. by teleconference. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Board will meet at 9:30 a.m. at the ADRC CW in Wausau. The Wisconsin Rapids Central Oaks Academy Governance Board meeting will take place from 2 to 3 p.m. The University Commission, UW-Marshfield, Wood County, will meet at 5 p.m. at the UWSP in Marshfield. In Portage County, the Diversity Affairs and Inclusiveness Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the Portage County Annex. The Park Commission will also meet at 5 p.m., but at the Jordan Park West Lodge. In Adams County, the City Fire District meeting will take place from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and the Highway Committee will meet from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows dip down to about 28 overnight under cloudy skies. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Highs level off around 34. Lows level off around 17. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock No Sour Ha Ha Funny Hour. Comedian, business owner, bearded American.
It's Wednesday day.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the, what is it, Greg?
The No Sour Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
I think I screwed it up every single time I've said it. That's since you came up with that last week. This is the 1 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin, where we have way more fun. We talk about human interest stories, people who are doing good in the world, and no better person than our guest for this segment to talk about the good he is doing in the world and his organization is doing in the world, specifically in Milwaukee. But Brad Cyclowski, did I say it right?
That's close enough.
Close enough. All right. Who is the co-founder of Courage MKE is joining us because I had read recently, I think this was this month, that you, Courage MKE, just bought a new building. Which is very exciting. There you go. And so I am very excited to talk about that. But let's start from the beginning and tell people who are unfamiliar what Courage MKE is.
Sure. Courage MKE is an organization to fuel a collaborative movement to ensure our LGBTQ plus youth around our state have the tools and resources needed to survive. And we started it because we were foster parents. We were hearing stories of teenage girls that would come in and out of my husband and my home, of the bullying or the rejection or the horrific stories that they had because of who they were, or who they loved. And so we decided we wanted to open a home for displaced LGBT youth. So this house has been open since March of 2019. Our goal has always been to open more throughout the state. But as we're finding over the last 4 years is that the state is sending these kids here to Milwaukee, which is providing them an opportunity to be in a community that is more accepting of them. I mean, we have kids that come from northern Wisconsin where there are no resources for anyone, really. There, right?
Even the adults.
There is nothing.
Right. So what we did learn, though, in the last 4 years is that when our residents are aging out of the social welfare system, or we get calls every single week from young adults that are over 17, that when they age out, there's very little to no resources provided to them. You know, these children have been in the system sometimes since they were infants. So they've been through foster homes, residential treatment centers, group home. The average stay in the state of Wisconsin, I think, for a group home right now for 12 to 17 is approximately 35 days. So every 35 days, these kids are moving house to house to house. So regardless of the trauma that they experienced from whenever they were with their families, I would have to argue that moving around every 35 days is also a very traumatic experience. You know, we're very proud that our average stay for 2022 was 170 days for our kids, you know. But our goal with this new house that we purchased on Monday is to start
Frozen.
Well, maybe we should see if we can give Brad a call, because unfortunately, it was going so well. It was going so well.
And now he's stuck.
Brad, if you can hear us, it is frozen. Your computer's frozen right now, but it's, if you want to call us at 844-967-2789, that's 844-967-2789. We can put you in through the phone and continue the conversation. But in the meantime, until we get your internet back or get you on the phone, I wanted to just talk. I think it's so interesting as far as exactly what he's talking about, because there's the intersectionality, if we can use that word, for this specifically, because I think there's so much about the fact that... Brad, are you back?
I'm back. There I'm sorry.
Yay!
I'm
laughing. You know, the internet, not always the most reliable thing in the world. Sorry. So with the new, you got cut off right at the new house purchase on Monday and the goal of it.
Yep. So we're going to offer supported independent living. You know, at this current house that we have right now, our staff are, I don't like to use the word, but they're parental figures, right? We're dealing with minors and they are parental figures. For this next phase, when kids move into independent living now, they're moved into a random apartment building where there's a contract with the county and a social worker comes and checks on them once a month. And here's a list.
And we're stuck again.
Stuck again. Do we have his number? Okay. Brad, we're going to ask you to call. We'll probably just have him come back. If we can't get him during this segment, we'll have him come back for the next segment, because I think this is super interesting.
Absolutely.
And super important to continue talking about what they're doing. But I also, you know, it goes back to the conversation we had with Natalie Eilbert on the couple conversations that we've had as far as in Wisconsin, kids who, minors, can't advocate for themselves in medical situations where they need
shocking.
Their parents.
Yes.
But it's also the fact that when we also talk about only a couple weeks ago, when we were talking with Sarah Harrison about certainly what's happening in the Waukesha school district, but also in other school districts, of these like mandatory outing of young kids. And the problem being the fact that not all kids are necessarily in the situation where their parents are going to be supportive. And so, Brad, we got you back. Do you want to give us a call and we can talk to you on the phone? So that will be a hard line.
You know what? I was using Wi-Fi. I hardwired in.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. And we're going to keep you through the break because this is so interesting and I don't want to make sure we cut it short.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about
that.
No.
Stop being so Midwestern.
The fact that the difference with the new house is supported adult living. Yes. Independent living.
Yes. So our staff, we'll have a staff member there 24/7, but they're there to be a safety net, right? So I don't know about you, but I moved out of my parents' house when I was 18 and I was back by the time I was 19, right? Thought I was ready. Not so much.
I think I did that at 34 too.
So we want to give these kids the opportunity, right? It'll be like a dorm-like setting, if you can imagine it. Every bedroom will have its own lock. They'll have their own key for that. They'll have a key to a pantry in the kitchen to store their own food, and there will be a lot of things separate. But the lower level is all common space, library, or, you know, quiet area, TV area, computer area, whatever. But we're trying to help these kids build a sense of community, right? A lot of folks in the LGBT community don't have family, so it is our hope that as we're teaching them life skills on how to be ready to be an adult, perhaps they make relationships in this community living situation that can last them a lifetime and be supportive for each other and maybe move out together successfully after their time at C2 Apartments. You know, the number one priority is that we get a high school diploma, right? Or equivalent. Mm-hmm. If they're not doing that and they're working already, then we are going to ask for a percentage of their paycheck. But that goes into a separate account, and they'll monitor that with their case manager every other week, because what we'll do is we'll save that money for when they're ready to move out. They'll have a nest egg for a security deposit, a first month's rent,
awesome.
And then they don't have to worry about that, right?
Yeah.
When we talk about the system being broken, we We can keep saying those words, but until we take action, like you having me on this show or all of our 8,005 whatever followers and supporters for the Courage family, we are a community funded organization. Folks are taking action by trusting us to do the work. And when we say we have to change the system, this is the opportunities that we have to give these kids that didn't have the opportunities that many of us had growing up.
Well, and it's so many things as far as there's so many, even when you have available parents, like planning financially, that's something that we don't teach in school. And so there's so many like life skills that even of parents who are involved and sometimes can't even teach you. And so that exactly what you just said is like, we take money so that they are set up for later is so simple and yet so overlooked.
Right. Right. I mean, I have five of my own children and I don't even necessarily do all that.
You heard it here first, folks.
Brad is a terrible father.
Canceled.
Brad, can you share some of the other skills? I just don't think people appreciate what these kids are lacking and missing out on. Again, when they're moving every 30 days or, you know, and they're like, why aren't they ready to go be adults when they get out of the foster care system?
They're 18.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's so many things. One of them is so simple. It's just creating memories, right? Happy memories. So many of these kids that are going through the system, there are not a lot of fond memories, right? Being a child of the system. I mean, I've taken 15, 16, 17 year old kids to the zoo for the first time in their life. Right. But we're teaching them to make our beds, what it means to do chores. Right. We pay the kids here to just like you and I would pay our kids to do chores. The kids can earn money here to do chores. You know, and it's sometimes they're just hanging out while we cook and sometimes they're cooking. But either way, they're learning. They're learning that you have to do your laundry every other couple of days. They're learning that you have to take a shower every single day or I'll even take three times a week at this point some days. But, you know, it's just those life skills that we're taught growing up from our parents that when you're a product of the system and are just being moved around so often, you're not always taught those things.
And so with just to clarify, as far as the young people who, I guess, is qualify the right word or people who end up either going to be living in the independent living or have lived in the current house, is it the combination of both going through the foster care system and is LGBTQ, or is it also some kids who are just LGBTQ and just don't have a family unit, and so they're looking for community?
So for the house that's 18 to 24, they don't have to be aging out of the social welfare system. They can already be homeless or in a situation where they need housing. But both houses, that's our only requirement, is that they fall under the LGBTQ umbrella some way, shape, or form, even if they're questioning their identity or their gender. It's just to give them a safe space to explore it and live themselves authentically, because we believe that in order to heal themselves, they have to be themselves, right? There's so much trauma and therapy to go through. And if we're having this block of sexual identity or orientation being what's hindering us from chipping away at that trauma, then we're never going to be successful.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to keep you through the break, like I said. And so Brad Schlakowski is the co-founder of Courage MKE. And when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation as all the good things that they're doing. And also, I think, just interested in how this... I think what you're doing is such a solution for some of the other problems that we're seeing with our youth in Wisconsin. And so I'm excited to dive into that a little bit deeper. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mixture of precipitation likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 30, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows around 25. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Wisconsin. We are fresh off of our live stream across the Civic Media Network of President Biden in DeForest, Wisconsin, Dane County, and our lovely colleagues were anchoring the beginning and end, and now we are back to our regular programming of As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for sticking with us, and if you have thoughts, if you have immediate takes, if you were able to listen to the coverage or that we just had of the speech, 844-967-2789. And we do have a call right now already.
Jack, what do you want to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize we were still on your show. I was on earlier, so I will hang up and let somebody else make a comment.
Jack from Air America.
You have thoughts. We can still take them.
We'd love to hear what you have to say, Jack.
Well, okay. I thought Biden's speech was, to the labor people, was very good. Mike Crude, I think, quoted the beginning of Huckabee Sanders' rebuttal, I guess. That's not really what I'd call it, but her speech against Biden's State of the Union. And he was just right on with, you know, basically saying, it was a lot about nothing.
Yeah. I would totally agree with that. Thanks for your call, Jack. And I thought, I mean, Greg Bach, our co-host on Wednesdays, did you have immediate reactions from the speech that we just heard?
I thought it was a good speech. I thought it was just a real, just, you know, this is what the president does. He does a State of the Union, then he goes on a nice little tour for the next couple of days and reiterates the points, and that's what he did. He still came with the big excitement. Like I said in the, a little while ago, I just think the man loves this country so much. And he's so excited to be out there talking to people.
I do appreciate it. It seems like the biggest applause line from what I could hear. Granted, we were not there live. We were sitting in downtown Waukesha. But from what I could hear over the audio, the line, Wall Street did not build this country. The middle class built this country and unions built the middle class.
Yeah.
And I would agree with that. Wall Street, there's a lot of people who got very wealthy off of Wall Street, but I'm not sure it built.
No.
Real wealth for the middle class.
It built no wealth for the middle class.
We had another call that wants to join us after President Biden's speech here in Wisconsin. Joanne from Madison, thanks for joining As Goes Wisconsin.
Fantastic speech, but he's leaving out two ingredients. You know who he is. The president's leaving out two ingredients that we need to make this utopia a reality. And those two ingredients are unions and child care. Okay, we want to hear what he's going to do to make sure we've got those strong unions. And, of course, child care, every study, every poll, whatever, if we don't have childcare, we don't have that essential element in the workforce, and that is women who mm-hmm. otherwise are being saddled with incredible childcare debt. So, again, unions and childcare, he believes in both, but he's leaving them out because just that's too incendiary. So
Do you think so? Do you think it's because it's too incendiary, or do you think it's because it's complicated and it was not a speech to get into the policy details?
It's probably too complicated, but unless we hear those words, we won't know as people who are actually trying to get this stuff going that he's serious. I mean, having a lovely little photo op and all of that, that's great. And I'm glad he's in DeForest, and that's fantastic. But women won't be able to get those jobs until we get some government-sponsored child care. And, of course, unions can't operate right now and get started because of the horrible laws that, you know, that there are in place that keep unions from starting. It's just too difficult. I'm an IT person, we're trying to get unions started in the in IT sectors and stuff like that. Information technology is just too hard, even for the brainiacs over in Seattle and all that, to get these unions started. We need better laws. So again, just the two words that get us all started, but fantastic. I mean, energized. Four more years, I'll buy it. I'll knock on the doors. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Joanne. That was a great call.
One of the things I looked up to, I mean, he was speaking in front of a union crowd. And
yeah.
He did. I mean, the thing is, I wanted to make sure he did talk about unions a little bit today. He talked about it last night, but he was speaking in front of a union crowd.
Well, that's true. And I don't know if this was the point she was making as far as it's one thing to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I feel like depending on, you know, typically Democrats, but it's all the appeal to unions and the talk, because it sometimes is just that of we want strong unions and we back our unions is almost sometimes the way that we talk about police or first responders and firefighters and stuff. But that sometimes when it actually comes to giving them the resources or giving mm-hmm. them the policy support, it's a different thing to talk about it in a, we love you, we support you.
Yeah.
But what does that actually look like when it comes to negotiations?
Same thing when you talk about Social Security and other things like that. Yeah.
But he did say, I mean, and I appreciate that he brought up that it was not only Rick Scott, but it was also Ron Johnson.
I have that clip that we can play on the other side.
We will play it on the other side. But we did not mention that in the first hour as we were debriefing the State of the Union, that Ron Johnson was also someone who said he was, you know, wanted to move the mandatory versus discretionary spending, and that maybe Social Security and Medicare should not be in the mandatory spending. It should be moved over to discretionary. And so there are people, as much as the Republicans wanted to balk last night, there are certainly people who don't want those programs around anymore. Yeah. All right. We are going to keep, like we said, we were going to be flexible today. We have been flexible. Yeah. Greg tried to tell me that I wasn't good at improvisation, but here we are, improvising. Working around the president's schedule.
Look, I said that at the beginning of the show. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say this to her, and I know she's going to confound it, and she's going to just go for it. You're like, I'm like Mickey, and you're like Rocky. You're going to eat thunder and crap lightning.
All right. Well, we will return in just a moment. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. It's possible anglers may soon be able to purchase a lifetime fishing license in Wisconsin. Senator Patrick Teston is working on a new law that would allow a one-time purchase for dedicated anglers. The cost would be a little over $575, which equals about 30 years of fishing at the current license rate. In the race for the 8th Senate District seat, three Republicans are facing off in the February 21st primary. A national Republican group working to support re-elections of GOP members who voted to impeach former President Trump has launched ads criticizing State Representative Janelle Branchon. Branchon used her position on the Assembly Elections Committee to promote baseless conspiracy theories about the state's election system. She is facing State Representative Dan Knodel and Thanesville Village President Van Modley in the February 21st primary. The winner will then face Democrat Jody Habush-Senkin on the April ballot. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows dip down to about 28 overnight under cloudy skies. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Highs level off around 34. Lows level off around 17. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Well, if they had any sense in their brains, they go to the Norse snook.
That was the reaction. I got a couple people who said that, who said if they're into forest, Norse snook.
Their pie.
I've never been there.
It is next level.
Okay.
It is ridiculous. I bought a pie there that would, I would say, be for my work once, and it was so expensive, but it was so worth it. It was so good.
What makes a pie stand out?
Love.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can
butter.
Really, you can really taste it when someone's pissed off when they're baking a pie.
It's got to be a good crust.
You can really taste it when they pissed on it too. What? No! I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just that homemade, it's that recipe thing, and they're heavy too. Like a pie is heavy. These are heavy.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're just so good. So if they have any sense in their hand, they're going to close to 2 o'clock.
Oh,
I don't know why I'm talking like that. Yeah, they're going to close at 2 o'clock, so they better get there. But most likely, he's probably back on his plane.
He's probably back on the plane. But I just thought of that this morning as two guys who have a lot of pictures. If you Google Evers ice cream or Biden ice cream, there's a lot of Google images that pop up that you can choose from. And then there's even one of them together.
I said it looks like it's like when your dad and your father-in-law get along and they're like, oh, they're just having a good day on a Sunday. They're getting some ice cream and they're going to watch the parade.
Which one would you rather have be your dad or your... Which one, if you in that choice of those two, which one would you rather have be your dad and which one would you rather have be your father-in-law?
Like, I would be a Biden or an Evers.
Yes.
I'd rather be a Biden.
Oh.
I think I'd rather be a Biden. And then Tony or female said, like, you call me dad. Just, you did that's because Biden is a guy. Like, he's like, I'm Joe Biden. Bah. But Tony just seems like the kind of guy, like, oh, I just got to hang out with my father-in-law this weekend. It's going to be quiet. We're going to have fun. We're going to watch some TV or go for a walk or something like that. You know, he's a respite. Tony Evers is a respite. Joe Biden is the hurricane that you love. You love him. You love Hurricane Joe. But every once in a while, you just need some quiet time. And then when they get together, they balance each other out. Like, you know, your father-in-law tells some jokes that he usually doesn't tell. And Joe. And
after a couple drinks. Yeah, a couple old fashions.
Exactly. And your dad's like a little more contemplative. He's not, you know, he'll tell you, he'll be like, I'm real proud of you, son. That's something that Donald Trump has never said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, overall, I would say it was a good speech. It's always fun to get recognized by our national leaders when they come to Wisconsin. Beauty of being a swing state is that they come, unless you're Hillary, they come a lot.
Boom, roasted.
Bring that back.
That old chestnut from 2016.
Never to be forgotten when Hillary didn't come to Wisconsin.
Shout out to Representative Lee Snodgrass for tweeting today saying that she was invited to the speech. But she did not go because she had a committee hearing at 1:30, excuse me, on the arts. And so I just like that. I just like, she's like, I could have gone, but I decided to stay. I had some work to do. The work's important. So I just wanted to say shout out to Lee Snodgrass.
Did she unfollow you? Did she ever follow you back?
I think the thing is, I think she has two accounts.
Oh.
And I think one does and one doesn't. So my initial freak out and moment of sadness was wrong.
It was wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Well, I think we have milked the Biden speeches. Do you have something, Jane?
Again, I just want to play this one clip from a comment that President Biden made this afternoon while he was in DeForest, Wisconsin.
Many of you have seen, we've had a spirited debate last night with my Republican friend. My Republican friends... they seem shocked when I raised the plans of some of their members and their caucus to cut Social Security. And Marjorie Taylor Greene and others stood up and said, liar, liar. Reminds me of liar, liar, house on fire, yeah. Well, guess what? You know, I remind you that Rick Scott from Florida, the guy who ran the U.S. Senate campaign, has a plan. I got his brochure right here. It has a plan. Here's what he says in his plan. Let me get open it up here.
Sorry.
He says, all federal legislation sunsets every 5 years. If the law is worth keeping, Congress can pass it again. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And by the way, you have a senator named Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson on Social Security and Medicare, quote, we should transfer everything, so we have to consider everything every year. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Be cool, man.
And actually, you know, I've mentioned this friend. He remains nameless, but one of my, I think literally my oldest friend, who is loves to text me more conservative opinions. It's partially to rile me up, but also, I mean, we do engage. And usually when I push back, I'm like, well, what would you do? He has some not realistic response. And so he did text last night. He said, you know, we're not going to cut Medicare and Social Security. And then he said, narrator, colon, they did need to cut Medicaid and Social Security, or Medicare and Social Security. And I just wrote back and said, so then what do we do? And his snarky response was, we kick all the boomers down the stairs. And then I said, is Mary first? That's his mother. And he goes, no, she's last.
Oh, that's nice.
We have another caller.
We do. We have Karen from Green Bay is on the line. Hi, thanks for joining us, Coast Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm glad to be back in Wisconsin and to finally find some good talk radio.
Woo!
Yeah, so I thought the speech was better than I expected. I was a Bernie Sanders person who was one of those people who was angry that the party was going to go with Biden. But I've been happier with Biden than I thought I would be. And he truly was portraying the fighting Joe Biden for the middle class last night. So I felt good about that. But I was hanging out on Twitter and I was getting into some of these immature tweets. I just want to ask you this. I had heard that President Biden was born with a stutter, and that when Fox News portrays him, they'll put their cameras on him all day and wait until he stutters and then try to tell you he's senile. Well, I have to tell you, as being in the life insurance industry, life insurance policies are now being written to the age of 120. Oh. And we're going to see our seniors out there rocking and rolling more. And I just wanted the people who believe that he's senile to understand that fact. That's my understanding, that he was born with a stutter and mm-hmm. he's been wrestling with that his whole life. The other thing I wish I could have heard more about were student loan debt creative ways to solve that and why there are people going to their graves paying these student loans and having their Social Security garnished on top of it. So I think that's an issue we're going to see more of as people who get into their 70s say, I've got nothing to lose. I'm going to go fight this for the younger generations.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call. I think that's a really good point as far as there wasn't really anything about last night. I mean, certainly not today. It was less of the topic at hand today. But last night there wasn't, despite that being such a, it's still in the courts, right?
Still in the courts. I get an email about it like once a month saying, all right, hold tight.
Hold tight.
Hold tight now. Come on, man. So my guess is that I truly believe that I'll have my student loan paid off before it's decided.
Before you die.
Oh, no. I plan on having it paid off this year.
I know, I'm joking. Because she said.
Oh, great. I'm going to die this year. Thanks a lot, Kristen Bry.
But the other point of the stutter, the tenacity of anybody to be able to do what the president does at any age.
Yeah.
Right? There's a reason why there's all those before and after pictures of presidents when they their first term, their first year of their first term, and then if they have an 8-year term, how much they've aged over 8 years. So Obama was a great one.
Yeah.
Biden, George Bush, not Biden, Clinton. But Biden to be 80 and to be up until, because it ended, what, around 9 o'clock Central, so it would have ended 10 o'clock Eastern. Probably
didn't get to bed till like 11.
Got a couple hours of sleep to wake up first thing in the morning, come here, practice the speech that he just did. He's back on a plane going to Florida. And so, as we've said, I can barely get through a three-hour show without tripping over my words. And I don't have, I never was born with a stutter. And so, of course, the being under the eye at any level, state government, the way that we punch up in our criticism or our jokes to the people who are in charge. But it is incredible and a testament to his drive and his energy that he is doing what he's doing and not really dropping the ball at all, besides tripping over his words every once in a while.
And the thing is all those Republicans know that. They all know he has a stutter, but they choose to ignore it. And he's like, oh, he's seen out. Like, no. I mean, he's old. Yeah, he's an old guy. But he has a stutter, and you know that. You've known that for a long time, but you choose to try to paint it every time that he just can't do it. Like, he's unfit, as Sarah Huckabee Sanders says.
But isn't it interesting that when Sarah said that, you know, President Biden is 80 years old, which means he's too old, well, that includes the former president.
Yeah.
Right?
Not a spring chicken.
No, he's not.
That former guy.
Is she going to vote for Donald Trump if he runs again? If she does, then where's the consistency in that statement?
Did we also see any, as I just mentioned, the before and after pictures of the three prior presidents to Donald Trump? Was there any pictures of his first of 2017? Oh, yeah. Did he age at all?
No.
You can't tell. He's wearing too much makeup.
He wears just makeup. He tans. Colors his hair. He always has the same hairdo. Like, he never, like, it's.
But you can still even, because there's the grain of the hair, but I also just feel like you can see in their face that they look more tired.
He's starting to lose weight now.
Is he?
I've seen pictures of him, and he looks thinner now, but he has that, like, look, you know, like, when someone you know who's older is getting older, and they just get thinner because they're getting old, and they're sick. And they don't eat as much. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God, Grandma lost 50 pounds. What happened here?
You don't think he's got the buccal fat removal procedure that's so trendy right now?
I mean,
to have that real hollowed out cheekbone look.
I think the reason why those presidents age so much is because the job is so stressful. I don't think Donald Trump feels that stress.
Remember, this is the guy.
Yeah.
This is the guy who wasn't responsible for anything.
Yeah.
Throughout the entire course of his term. I'm not responsible for that.
What was the quote going into the midterms, basically the day before? He was like, well, you know, if the Republicans do well, they really have to thank me. But if they lose, you know, it's really not my fault.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, that's why he didn't age, because he doesn't care. He doesn't feel the stress. He doesn't have to feel any sort of empathy. Feelings, he doesn't have those. He does not. Except for great love for himself.
Great love for himself. Although, is that the psychosis of actually a deep-seated hatred and insecurity?
I think, no, huge insecurity that he's passed along to his children, especially his two boys, that he got from his father.
When we come back, are we going to talk about George Santos and this Mitt Romney thing? We have to at least get to it, right?
We can get to it.
All right, we're going to wrap up with that. We're also going to talk about who's headlining at the Laughing Tap this weekend. Come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Thursday. Tuesdays at 11:30. We are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for mixed precipitation overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 30, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 35. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 22. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
To the final segment of As Goes Wisconsin. It has been a flexible show, a different kind of show than we normally do, but it was fun. I had a good time.
I did too.
We had some jokes. We had some opinions. We had some president speeches, which you don't get every day.
Memories.
Well, I do want to end because the two other things that happened last night that I wanted to spend more time on, but we can't. But I also don't want to spend any time on it tomorrow. I want to move on. One, the Jill and Doug kiss. Did you see this?
What?
So, did you see this?
No. The first lady and the second gentleman?
First lady and the second gentleman. And I think it was, you know how, like, at least when you're in Europe, everyone knows you start on the right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you go...
Smooch, smooch.
Sure. It's been a while since I dated a European.
I googled Jill A and the rest spelled out Jill and Doug kiss.
So, you know, when you're in a culture where you always kiss, I think it's like very distinct. This is the side you start on. But Americans, we don't do that, right?
Well, like, we don't kiss on the cheek.
We don't kiss on the cheek as much. And some people do. But when you do, when you choose to do that, I think since there's no standard decision on this is how you do it, I think they were going to do that, to do like a kiss cheek. And they both chose the same side.
Uh-oh.
And they literally just smacked right on the lips.
That's it.
But the thing is, neither of them flinched. Then neither of them like, oh, that was funny. Like, sorry. It was just like, they just kept going on and like sat in their seats. And everyone who saw it was like, wait, what just happened?
I'm sure they probably figured if they just kept going, it'll go away.
Like, well, there'll be other more exciting things that happen tonight. And there was. There was an exchange that I can't wait for the bad lip reading to come out of.
There's already several.
There are already several.
They already came out bad lip reading. They actually came out with one saying, not our usual fare, but they just did an actual lip reading
of what was said.
Yeah.
So there was an exchange between George Santos and Mitt Romney that looked tense and petty, especially George Santos's little smug face. And, you know, I don't always agree with everything Mitt Romney votes on, his politics, but is another gentleman who I think is a very good man, I would say. I mean, as far as like his love of country, the service he has dedicated his life as multiple different positions as a elected official, and someone who I still think has a lot of respect for traditions and
principles.
So it's before the speech starts and they have an exchange, and I think Twitter was saying like they maybe picked out the words embarrassing multiple times, but then afterwards, Mitt Romney didn't pull his punches and actually told the press what he said.
You just said you don't belong here.
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
I didn't expect that he'd be standing there trying to shake hands with every senator and the president of the United States. That's, given the fact that he's under ethics investigation, he should be sitting in the back row and staying quiet instead of parading in front of the president and people coming into the room.
Did he respond to you?
He says he embellished his record. Look, embellishing is saying you got an A when you got an A minus. Lying is saying you graduated from a college you didn't even attend. And he shouldn't be in Congress. And they're going to go through the process and hopefully get him out. But he shouldn't be there. And if he had any shame at all, he wouldn't be there.
Why did you make a point to say that, though? It was kind of out of your way to
say. He was standing right there in the aisle, shaking hands with everybody.
Did he respond to you?
He may have. I didn't hear anything he said.
Are you disappointed that Kevin McCarthy is not going to resign?
Yes.
Do you have any other?
He told him he didn't belong in Congress.
Yeah. And he doesn't. And the fact that he is, and I've said this before, but the sociopath level of this guy in the same category that we've seen multiple movies now of Theranos, Elizabeth, what's her face?
Imposters.
Yeah.
People who are imposters.
And these real life characters who just believe the lie so hard. And then have zero shame even once they're caught, and they just continue with, I'm meant to be here. Tell that to the people who elected me.
Yeah.
So, but you lied to them. And he's so petty that, so on February 5th, George Santos tweeted out, Donald J. Trump will be the 47th POTUS. And then yesterday, he retweeted that tweet and said, hey, at Mitt Romney, just a reminder that you will never be president.
And then Adam Kinzinger tweeted that one, and he said, you will never be reelected.
Which is totally true.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
What an embarrassment for that district.
What an embarrassment for the Republican Party.
I mean, the Republicans, yeah, it's... They did a rally outside of the Capitol yesterday, and there was a New York Republican there. He's like, yeah, this is embarrassing. I don't like this at all, and I don't like him, and... How did this? It's just, it's crazy pants.
Like, who does he sit with at lunch? Is there a cafeteria?
Yeah, there's.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Like, who does he sit with? Who's his like buddy right now?
Well, isn't it Marjorie?
Is it?
I don't know. There's a guy who's next to in this video. They look pretty chummy. So my guess is they probably hang out.
Maybe he's paying him.
Yeah. He also just admitted recently that he was one of the producers on Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, which, by the way, if you don't know what that is, it's one of the most cursed.
It's a Broadway musical.
It was
right?
The Broadway musical that like Bono and the Edge were writing the music for, and people got hurt. I think someone died or maybe just got hurt. But why would you admit to that?
I know. All right. Well, in the handful of seconds we have left. Greg Bach,
yeah.
Who's headlining at the Laughing Tap this weekend?
Casey Crawford and Zach Peterson.
Two headliners.
Co-headlining this weekend. Oh, yeah.
How does a co-headlining work? It's one
Friday. Very carefully.
And one Saturday?
No, just do, so like they each do like 35 minutes apiece.
All right.
And then we have a host before that. So it's a nice hour and a half show. And so there's one show Friday, two shows Saturday. Tickets are available for Friday. All tickets are available, but Saturday early show is selling out. So get your tickets before they're gone, if you want to go to Saturday early. But yeah, Zach Peters, I'm very much looking forward to because I love Zach. Anytime Zach's in town, I'm happy. He's a good, good dude, and I'm looking forward to meeting and seeing Casey Crawford on stage. So,
well, that is very exciting. And so we are going to wrap up today's show. It was a fun one.
It was.
A lot of banter, a lot of sound clips.
Dan Schaefer was here if you want to go back and listen.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a reminder, if you missed any part of today's show, you can listen to it as a podcast. I don't know how it's going to work, if the speech will be in there or not, so I'll have to go check back on that as far as if the president's speech will be included in the podcast as a freebie. But either way, stick around for Dueling Tangents or the Chad Holmes Show. Come back tomorrow at 11. We have a stacked show with a ton of great guests. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. I am Kristen Bry, and this has been As Goes Wisconsin.
You said, darling, I love you. You gave me feet to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. Yeah, we've only just begun. Took a long time to
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right, I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
Yap is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. Yap works.
And now, I'm a Yap advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of